Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer?
Ach, ja.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the show today, a theater, a Buddha, moons, and werewolves, plus the weed restaurant. It's all coming up right after this.
Morning, Bob and Tom Show.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Fine.
Guy's down in Florida, he's reading the classified ads, and he sees an ad that says, talking dog, $20. So he goes to the address, listens to the paper, knocks on the door. Guy answers the door. Guy says, I understand you got a talking dog for $20. And he goes, yep. He goes, can I see him? He goes, yep, he's in the bedroom. So he walks in the bedroom, dog's laying on the bed, remote in hand, watching TV. Walks in the room, the dog goes, hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
I can't believe this. You're a talking dog. What are you doing down here in Florida? He goes, well, I started out in New York. I used to teach other dogs how to lead the blind. And then, well, the Gulf War broke out. And so I went over there and I brought medicine to injured soldiers and rescued soldiers. And that was over. I came back to New York, and I was on Broadway for a while. I was in Riverdance. Of course, you had the tragedy with the Twin Towers, so I helped out there and started sniffing for bombs and things like that. And finally, I decided I'd had enough, and I was going to come down here to Florida to retire.
Mm-hmm.
The guy can't believe it. He walks back in the other room to the other guys. He goes, what's the deal? Why are you selling that talking dog for $20? The guy goes, because he's a big liar.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Pat Godwin's over there getting ready for some musical theater of some kind, some theatrics, if you will.
I was raised in the theater.
Christy Lee, once again.
Of course.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
So,
I was raised in the theater. My father taught theater.
Your father, I knew your father was quite the Shakespearean actor. I have a question.
Ham-fisted
did Romeo
portrayals.
And Juliet ever did Romeo and Juliet ever hook up?
Yeah.
My father took me hack.
My father would take me to the Shakespearean Festival every year, and I was a kid, and I wanted to know a lot about it. I said, Dad, did Romeo and Juliet ever sleep together? He goes, well, in the Chicago Company, they did.
That's such a drama
that
joke.
That could be the most inside joke.
Yeah, such an inside joke.
Of any joke ever told.
So he played Romeo, then, is what you're saying.
Oh!
He directed.
Married my mother.
Are you sure he's your father?
I am sure.
Okay. What about your mother? You sure she's your mother?
Not quite.
Mm. Oh, that's funny.
Didn't your mom sleep with Kennedy?
I thought your mom slept with Wayne Newton. Oh, no, that's Ian Bagg.
Yeah, okay.
Never mind.
She dated Hank Stram.
Who's
remember that?
That
name? Sure.
Who the hell's Hank
Stram? My mom went to Purdue.
How long have you been sitting on
my
this?
NFL date. Great.
Yep, they both went to Purdue.
Wow. She went on a day with them.
They went their boyfriend and girlfriend for like freshman year, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he get it through the uprights?
We have to ask her.
Hank Stram in the famous Super Bowl IV when the Chiefs beat the Vikings and matriculated right on the field. Come on, Lenny. Get him down the field, Lenny.
All this stuff.
You go, Lenny.
God, you're
amazing.
Yeah. He had a bad hairpiece that day.
He did, yeah.
Bad hair.
Hank Stram, what position?
He was a coach.
I know, I meant with Pat's mom.
Oh.
Well played. You know, well played. You had me.
You know, she's very religious. In the boat, in the net.
Now, Chick, I happen to know, many people don't know this, Chick is a big Buddha fan.
Buddha you everywhere.
You got your little Buddha over there. I can see one of them right over there. But,
I have a Buddha, and I have my new addition. Did you guys see this? The Buddha snow globe.
Oh, very nice. Sweet.
Does it snow where Buddha lives? I guess up in the mountains.
Wow, that's...
Yeah, of course. Sure.
That's quite a Buddhist thing, isn't it? Merch.
That's right. I want one of those big gongs like they had at the hotel in Dallas.
Oh.
Put in the backyard.
Do you remember? I just heard this
again.
Did
you get me one of those for Christmas?
I heard an old Johnny Carson show. And
buy me a big gong, Tom.
He was talking about the visit with the Pope.
Yes.
That big thing when the Pope came through, whenever that was, early 90s, I guess.
And he was talking about the merch. He was shocked. I heard this too.
He was talking about the merch, and they had something called a Pope-sicle.
Yeah.
No, they didn't.
Like a popsicle?
And his joke was that they were selling Pope on a rope.
No, but they did have various.
Was that when he was in Philadelphia?
L.A., it sounded like. LA. It sounded like he was going to be in California.
Remember, we had a really funny piece.
We got in big trouble.
We played once.
Oh, yeah.
What was it?
No, it's probably been shredded by now. It was quite funny.
Speaking of Buddha.
Yes.
UFO enthusiasts are reportedly flocking to Thailand to find Buddhist aliens.
Sure.
A number of UFO seekers believe that Khao Kala Hill in Nakhon Sawan is a hotspot for UFOs and that extraterrestrials hover above a giant Buddha statue in
unarguable,
the area.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're making up for it.
The group said,
I'll argue with you.
The aliens send messages that include traditional Buddhist teachings. And one woman said Pluto's leader told her that Buddha was, quote, the greatest human mind.
So slow down here. So Pluto has a leader suddenly.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Huh.
And he's here.
And they also believe a crocodile-infested lake in that area serves as the aliens' portal to the respective planets of Pluto and Loku, which I'm not familiar with. Apparently, it's in the Milky Way somewhere.
Of course,
are you familiar
yes.
with the planet Loku?
Indeed, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The group is collected on the hilltop and is based there to meditate and see aliens. Authorities have warned that staying on the hill overnight, though, is prohibited. The aliens' reported choice of Khao Kala is unusual because it's the smallest among a cluster of loftier hills.
Well, there are theories about that, but yes.
Well, the people are too lazy to walk up the big hill.
Meditators, Tom, say they're thankful that they don't have to climb very high to reach the top.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, Martians.
I got eternal life. The great Bill Murray line, but didn't have to...
So I got that going.
Didn't have to walk too far.
Yeah.
Interesting.
My Buddhas are up on my Instagram. The Chick McGee. Thank you.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
No, thanks.
Okay. Well,
speaking of our solar system, there's a new moon king. Scientists have discovered 20 new moons around Saturn.
Oh.
The planet now holds a total of 82 moons, beating Jupiter, which initially held the record at 79. Astronomer Scott Shepard at the Carnegie Institution for Science said, "It's fun to find that Saturn is the true moon king." Shepard and his team used a telescope in Hawaii to spot Saturn's new moons over the summer. He said that 100 more moons may be orbiting that planet.
Wouldn't they actually be around Uranus?
Perhaps.
How many moons are around Uranus, Chick?
I haven't looked. I don't know.
I don't have a mirror that tall. Something. There's a joke there somewhere.
Wouldn't it be just one moon? Your only moon, right?
Yeah. Where does Earth fall on that list? How many moons does Earth have?
We got the one.
I'm sorry.
And these rooms. How big are these? Some of these moons are teeny tiny, tiny. They're little guys.
Well, how big is it? What size do you need?
What size moon would impress you?
Well, this says five. This one says some are as small as, 3 miles around.
Huh.
So that's not a relative, in the world of moons.
How come we only have one?
How many miles is our moon around? You're so smart.
I don't know. You ask me questions
like this all the time.
I'm sure
that's a good question.
I'm sure you can Google it in the next 10 seconds.
Jupiter is 79. Man, their oceans must be choppy.
Yeah, no kidding. High tide, low tide, high tide.
Those cycles must be horrendous.
Whoa, hey.
Hey, why so crabby?
6,783 miles is the moon.
Out of the werewolves, which one do I...
Can't get any sleep? Moon's out all the time.
This is the dumbest.
Yeah, this is the stupidest conversation we've ever had.
The werewolves
there
can't
are
get
people
any sleep.
Who... I'm sure, they're less than...
So I was, how many? Started. How many?
Josh
new,
is having a hell of a time.
Oh man!
How
I'm
many new
fun.
Moons are on Jupiter? What'd you say?
God.
I'm going to laugh about the werewolves can't get any sleep.
Just when they start falling asleep.
82 moons. Ah. 82 moons on Saturn, 79 on Jupiter, and there could be 100 more around Saturn.
I don't have a pair of clothes that aren't ripped.
No.
You don't understand.
I can't. I'm always going to target my new pants.
Every time I change my
I have shaved seven times today.
You buy 80 flannel shirts.
That is so silly.
Josh is turning red.
Oh.
Saturn, now with 16% more moon.
isn't that
this
nice?
This is kind of cool and fun.
I guess.
Little moons? What do you mean you guess? Wouldn't you want to have an, wouldn't you want to wake up one day and think, hey, by the way, there's an extra moon up there?
I'd be terrified.
I wouldn't care. I don't.
What
think
percentage of
it's going to affect your gravitational pull?
If it was announced that, hey, there's an extra moon tonight, what percentage of Americans would just stay inside anyway?
That's probably cloudy.
That's how disaffected they are.
Yeah.
I'd take a look at it, but wouldn't it affect everything?
Oh, I'd have so many questions.
Our gravitational pull, it would affect our tides.
The last big eclipse, did you get out there with the box and look at it?
I had the glasses, remember?
I think Josh, didn't we look at the...
We were sitting in a restaurant. I got up from the table and went
out.
That's
right.
That's how interested I was.
Wow.
You got up from the table.
I mean, food had been served.
It was hot.
Hope you timed it right.
I got up from the table.
Timed it right. Yes, Tom, I was between entrees.
Before the equator, let's do it again. Did I say equator?
You did, yeah, but still.
That's still funny.
Eclipse.
Speaking of food, San Francisco is getting so expensive.
How expensive is it?
Thank you, Chick. Even the food doesn't have a place to stay amid rising costs and rents. Some San Francisco restaurants have decided to go virtual instead of dine-in services. Some eateries are switching their focus to delivery. Rick Richmond, founder of Fire Pie.
Fire Pie? Well, that's what they used to call Ann Margaret back in the day.
Explain
did they say, hey, Rick.
Lindsay Lohan.
Can I talk to you for a second, Rick?
About the name you've
chosen for the restaurant, Rick?
Fire Pie is a fairly well-known slang term.
For redheads, sure.
No. Didn't we actually have a T-shirt made? This T-shirt got to market, Josh. The Fire Pie T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Long story.
He said the cost per brick is insane. He added consumer trends are that dine-in actually is going down and delivery going up.
So, Christy, do they wear VR goggles and it's like a virtual reality?
No, virtual means you just are going online and ordering
the restaurant. It's too expensive to have a brick and mortar restaurant, so they have a kitchen somewhere and they just all they do is deliver.
Okay,
they don't have an actual sit down restaurant.
This is easy stuff. I can't believe we had to stop the show to explain it to
you. It actually makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense.
You can just have a kitchen somewhere. And
Tom fancies
it's a lot cheaper.
Somewhat of a restaurant expert.
He worked in the business. He owned a restaurant, didn't he?
The werewolf has just slaughtered 10 people.
That's right. He's
sits
tired.
Sits down next to a tree, stretches.
Then a new moon comes out.
I'm going to finally get some rest.
All right.
Oh, for the days of Werewolves of London.
Yeah.
God, I love that song. Mm-hmm. And his hair was perfect.
First cannabis restaurant has opened in Los Angeles. Lowell Herb Company is licensed to serve food as well as marijuana products, making it the first
Lowell Herb
consumption-friendly eatery in the United States.
Thank you for coming to my restaurant.
The city of West Hollywood has approved a special business license to allow public smoking.
West Hollywood? I hear it's fabulous!
Serving cannabis-infused meals is still restricted, though, under local laws.
So the only cannabis, then, is people bring their own smokes?
No, they sell it to you right at your table, I thought, don't they? I saw pictures of a lady holding a tray full of it.
No kidding.
Reservations at the restaurant, which were available 30 days in advance, are fully booked already. Each table limited to a 90-minute visit. Patrons can bring their own bud for a $20 tokage fee, like if you brought your own wine.
The tokage fee.
A non-smoking patio is set to open later this year. To prevent marijuana smoke, though, from spreading throughout the neighborhood, Lowell installed a casino-grade air purification system that's powerful enough to keep it contained to the 6,000-square-foot space. A lot of celebrities are
going
here. I'd
like to get a look at that purification system to see how well.
Mm-hmm.
Because marijuana is...
Yeah, I'm not seeing...
The good stuff.
I'm
really
not seeing
smells.
This being open for long. I mean,
that was a temporary license they granted them.
A lot of celebrities are going to this thing.
I'm
going to
make Josh laugh really, really hard.
So you keep, another, I would think they would just pre-game in the car.
I have howled to my voice.
Yeah, yeah.
You can smoke there, and I think they have edible meals, don't they?
Mm. Has anybody in this room ever paid an uncorking fee? You took your own bottle to the restaurant?
I haven't.
If anybody, it would be you, though.
Come on.
It would be her.
It would be me, what but I haven't.
Cost, what does it cost just to the screw off?
I know that because I have to often pay uncorking on my Hidden Valley Ranch, and I.
You bring your own.
It's about $3.
Screw off top, yeah. Isn't it? Okay.
Screw off.
I've taken wine home.
Wait a minute. Aren't the good wines, don't use cork? Yeah. Or
a lot of them don't anymore. You can find a lot of good screw offs.
There was some kind of cork issue.
Mm. Yeah, they have a plasticky kind of cork now.
Oh, wow. So people go. So this is confusing. So this restaurant doesn't have edibles. They just have you smoke and then eat.
No, they do. I thought
they had edibles too. I could be wrong.
No, you said it. It said.
Or are they going to expand?
I saw a really lengthy story on this the other day. It was Lowell Farms. Let's see. America's first cannabis restaurant. Oh, yes.
What you're hearing, ladies and gentlemen, live research.
Yeah,
live Google.
I mean, wouldn't the waiters be incredibly high from all
the secondhand smoke? I would
think.
Contact buzz.
And the guy after episode, waiter, our food hasn't arrived.
Hey, man, really?
Diners.
That's rough, man.
Lowell Farms, a cannabis cafe. Diners can eat a meal while consuming cannabis or eat cannabis-infused edibles on the premises.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So their license is different than everybody else.
Andrea Drummer is Lowell's veteran cannabis chef with 7 years' experience preparing cannabis-infused meals throughout Los Angeles.
What you talking about, Mrs. Drummer?
Yeah.
Drummer?
However, this is interesting. They're restricted by state law to infuse any of its own food with cannabis.
Really? Wow. So they can only serve like gummies that have been made somewhere else or something?
I don't know. I guess you have to bring your own and then they put it in there when you get there. That's weird.
It's very complicated.
This reminds me of when you get carded, when you go and order a drink. You know, like when I get carded.
Sure.
It seems a little unreachable.
It almost seems sarcastic, doesn't it?
It does. Let me see your driver's license, old timer.
This is interesting. They can't sell alcohol at this restaurant either.
Whole other, that's a whole other bill that they want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if they do something clever like your doggy bag is wrapped up like a joint.
Something. Why not?
Instead of
that would be funny.
Instead of that swan thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you very
much.
I've
never gone anywhere where they've done that with the...
Oh, this famous the swan home. Doggy bag?
Oh, I have.
I'm not big on the doggy bag.
Oh, there you go.
I have.
That's why we think you have an uncorking fee, see?
Don't you forget you've got him in the car and the next morning you come out...
Something smells like...
Car sure smells like old lamb chops.
No. I would never eat lamb chops, first of all.
Well,
how dare you? I lamb chops aren't in season.
I ate lamb chops once, but boy, was Sherry mad.
That'd be lamb chop.
Fur everywhere.
Sherry Lewis joke.
Getting her legs apart.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You know what they make at this cannabis restaurant?
You may want to Google that one, folks. He's Sherry Lewis hunk.
59.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.